I'm Amy Goodman. Stay tuned now for Tell Somebody with Tom Clammer.
Need to see a doctor but can't afford it? No access to medical care? Volunteers at a free health clinic this Saturday want to help you. Sherry Cook and Nicole Lamoureux talk about it today. Stand by for Tell Somebody. Hello and welcome to Tell Somebody for April 16, 2015, www.tellsomebody.us, on Twitter, at Tell Somebody Now. Look for Tell Somebody Now on Facebook and like it. And remember, you can subscribe to the podcast for free at the iTunes Store. This is your host, Tom Clammer. The podcast of last week's show with former FCC Commissioner Michael Copps talking about net neutrality and media reform has been posted. Look for a link at tellsomebody.us and give it a listen if you missed it. This week, we're talking health care. This Saturday, April 18th, there will be a one-day-only free health clinic at Bartle Hall Convention Center in downtown Kansas City, Missouri. To find out more about this event, I went to the Kansas City Care Clinic offices in Midtown Kansas City and recorded this conversation with Kansas City Care Clinic CEO Sherry Wood and the CEO of the National Association of Free and Charitable Clinics, or NAFC, Nicole Lamoureux. Give a listen. Okay, I am at the Kansas City Care Clinic at 35th and Broadway in Kansas City, Missouri, with Sherry Wood, President and CEO, and Nicole Lamoureux, National Association of Free and Charitable Clinics. Welcome to Tell Somebody.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's great to be here today.
So, we have a free healthcare clinic coming up Saturday. Who wants to start telling me about that?
Sure. On Saturday, we are going to be having a one-day free health clinic at Bartle Hall. And we are encouraging anyone that is uninsured or with limited access to healthcare to come to Bartle Hall and see a doctor and be able to get those important tests that they need. And we're really doing this as the community's way to give back. It's National Volunteer Week. And I'm thrilled to say that we already have 1,200 volunteers that are going to be joining us on Saturday. And so this community is just amazing. But we also understand that here in Missouri, there is an absolute need for people to have access to health care because it's a state that didn't expand Medicaid. And so this is a way for us to give back and then get the patients connected to the care that they need on an ongoing basis. So we're encouraging patients to call our 1-800 number to make an appointment, which is 1-800-340-1301. Schedule a time that works for your schedule. Come down and see a doctor, get the testing you need, and there's 3 free months of medication that's available for patients as well.
3 free months of medication, that can be a fairly big deal for some folks, can't it?
Definitely. We find that many of the patients that come to the clinic are on 5 or more medications. They haven't seen a doctor in a couple of years, because when you're making the choice between putting food on the table or seeing a doctor, a lot of times people say, I'll forego seeing the doctor, so people haven't had their blood pressure medicine or their glucose or anything that they really need. We can help them get back on that course to have a healthy life.
And as I understand it, you've done this in Kansas City once before, 2009?
We did. In 2009, we came and we had a two-day clinic at that point in time, and the response was overwhelming. A
couple of thousand people, wasn't it?
Over 2,400 people came that day, to those 2 days, to see us. And what we found when we were excited that Sherry and the Kansas City Care Clinic that's here every day, you know, we're coming one day, and we're coming to get the care that we have. But then there are clinics like Sherry's clinic that are here every day, that are providing health care every single day in the community as members of the safety net. And when we had a conversation of if we could come back, we were excited that they were willing to have us join them again so we can continue to tell this story, because so many people forget that there still is this need. And many people think with the Affordable Care Act's passage that there's no longer a need for the Kansas City Care Clinic that's here every day or for the other members of the safety net, and nothing could be farther from the truth.
Sherry Wood. I think nationally, before the Affordable Care Act, we were talking about, what, 47 million or so uninsured?
Right, we were.
What was it in Kansas City, and how do you know how those numbers have changed since?
The number is staying fairly constant. In Missouri, there are probably 800,000 people that are uninsured. In Kansas City, I compare it to trying to fill Arrowhead Stadium 2.5 times. That's your visual. So think of what it looks like on a fall day with all the red there at Arrowhead. And you would have 2.5 stadiums filled with people with no insurance. Or then you have, on top of that, the people that have some insurance, but the deductible is so high that we call them the underinsured. And they really don't access clinics in order to get their care. They wait, and then they need the emergency room. And then that costs you more and everyone else in the system more money. It costs them more, and their health is compromised. So the need is huge, even with the Affordable Care Act, because many of the people that we serve are at 138% of poverty or less, which means that they can't access the care or the insurance through the marketplace. And that's just tragic. And it's true not only for Missouri, but also for Kansas. So we're sitting here with two states that did not expand Medicaid.
And this clinic is here day in, day out, year round. There's, I understand, at least a handful of others. What does this one-day free health care clinic do that you can't just do in your regular operation?
What it is a lot of people have run up bills at some of the clinics, so they don't feel comfortable going back. It will give them a place to go, but it will also give people a chance to come in just for one visit, get a bunch of tests done, and then if they do have a need for follow-up care, they'll get hooked into the system. And very many people, when they're working 3 and 4 jobs, just don't take the time to focus on their own needs. Some of them might, in addition to having 3 or 4 jobs, be a single parent at home, and they're taking care of those kids first. So this once more just raises the awareness of people taking care of their health. If they're dealing with obesity, high blood pressure, we'll sit down with them, and we'll have students there in addition and other people to help them understand their medications, why they need to stick to their medicine. So many people can barely afford their medicines. What they'll do is, sure, they might get one prescription filled, and then they might cut that pill in half or in quarters. Or they might go 3 days when they shouldn't do that. So there'll be people there to help them understand better how to take care of their health.
So could you either both run down what kind of care you can get here? I mean, I I imagine it's not heart surgery, but there's probably a long list of things you do, right?
Sure. Well, we're definitely going to have medical exams. There are going to be some dental care, extractions only. Right now, those are already full. Those appointments are already full. And if we have some more dentists that would like to join us and volunteer, we'd love to have you come and join us because we could see even more people. So we have everything from pregnancy tests to cholesterol tests to diabetes testing. There'll be EKGs there. HIV testing, kidney testing, 3 free months of medication. We'll have ultrasounds there for us, as well as numerous other specialties. Podiatry will be there to help people. What else am I missing? I think we have connection to the local resources. I think that's important. As Sherry touched on that, is so many people don't even know what's available to them. And when they come, they're surprised that not only do they get the care that they need, but then they're saying, oh, gosh, I was diabetic, but I don't know what that means. What does that mean now? What medicine do I take, and how do I go shopping? And how am I educated on my disease? We'll have an entire education section that people can talk to. And then we'll even have people there to help them understand a little bit more what type of insurance options, if any, are available to them. Again, a little more challenging in a state that didn't expand Medicaid.
There are also people that will be there with crisis intervention short-term. But if they sit down with someone and feel like they need some therapy, some more assistance, then they'll hook them back into the system. There'll be representatives from some of the domestic violence shelters. So if you're dealing with abuse at home, it's a place that's safe that you can come and get help.
And I think you mentioned diabetes a couple of times. Type 2 diabetes seems to be epidemic. I imagine there's a lot of people running around out there that might have it, not even know it, and damage being done to their physiology, and they're not even aware of that. Can you talk about that a little more?
Sure. I think that just as much as what is important to us is treating a disease, it's also prevention of a disease. And that's what this clinic is able to do for so many people. Sometimes patients will come to us and they'll say, I was so worried that I had X, whether it be hypertension or diabetes. And they're able to sit and talk to a doctor and says, nope, you don't have that right now, but you've got to change your diet. You got to exercise a little bit more. And so we help teach them on the prevention side of things. And then we have many people who come in and say, I'm not feeling so good. I'm a little tired. I'm very thirsty. I don't really understand what's going on. I keep gaining weight. And we find that those people have no idea that they have diabetes, especially type 2 diabetes, and they don't understand what needs to happen, what they have to change every day. Not just medication, but as we've talked about, lifestyle changes. And we can help them. I think that what these clinics really do for so many people is it allows them to take the control back. You can take the control of your healthcare back. You don't let your body run you. You run your body, and you understand what's happening with you. And you have doctors and nurses and providers who just really want to help you get healthy, and that's what this will do for you.
And I wonder if maybe both of you could talk a little bit more about dental. It sounds like you're somewhat limited in what you can offer, but dental problems can affect overall health a lot. Dental insurance is expensive. Dental work is expensive. Any thoughts you have about that and what you do in the one-day clinic and maybe then what's done in Kansas
sure.
City?
One of the things, or I'll just start, oral health needs are one of the largest needs in our community. Your oral health determines how your physical health is very often. Bad oral health has been linked to hypertension and to many other problems. So taking care of your dental needs is critically important, but yet there's just not a lot of funding out there to support oral health care. So we have chosen, just because of the nature of a one-day treatment, is to focus mainly on extractions. You would not believe the number of people that are walking around with horrible toothaches, with broken teeth, teeth that are abscessed, that really just have to come out. There's no hope left for that tooth. And so we'll focus on that. I think when we did this 5 years ago, it did extractions for about 400-500 teeth were pulled. I can remember one lady that came out, she'd had 5 teeth removed. So it's amazing how many people just know they've got to get that tooth out, and they can't find anyone in town to do it. Our clinic is limited to our general medicine patients, so you have to be a patient of the clinic to be seen in our dental program because we have such limited resources. And what happens then is we develop a care plan for you when you come in, and we try to take care of your total mouth over a period of time because some of these people have not seen a dentist in years. Not unusual for roots to be exposed. It's awful what has happened to their mouth. Other safety net clinics, there are several others that have dental programs, and the wait list is awful. But that's because there's such limited resources to see the people that need the care.
And what are you seeing nationally in other events on related to dental, pretty much, as she spoke, or any other thoughts you have on that?
Well, absolutely. It's exactly how Sherry said. I think that with such a lack of funding for dental care, especially in the safety net arena, it makes it very difficult. We rely very heavily on volunteers to come and join us and to give of their time. And dental is a very expensive thing. The dental chairs are expensive to have, and to outfit a dental exam room is very expensive. So I think that's a challenge for us across the country. And you know, dental care is not covered under the Affordable Care Act, so it is astronomically expensive for people to try to afford to pay for that. And I think we're also seeing that more and more people are foregoing going to the dentist, just altogether. And there is not necessarily the education that I think we need, that we're trying to do nationally at the Free and Charitable Clinic in our area, where it's your mouth is connected to the rest of your body and it helps us understand what's going on with you. I think what we're finding, though, for example, signing up to be part of one of our dental appointments was as if the biggest rock band had come to town and all of the tickets were sold out in 3 minutes. All of our appointments were filled within 15 minutes of people calling when we announced this clinic. So that should tell you about how big the dental need is here in this community, and it's exactly that way across the country as well.
What do we need to do to improve that? I mean, do you have plans as an organization to focus more on that in the future, and you know, as a country and healthcare? I mean, you think there should be more focus on that?
Well, there really needs to be more focus, and we've all known it. Think about if you have a mouthful of teeth that are falling out in bad shape. You can't get a good job because your whole appearance has changed. And so what we've done is focus on how do we get that mouth repaired so that you can then be presentable or feel like you are, or the general public feel like you are, and so then you can be employed. But there's a long list of folks in our community that couldn't find work because of their physical appearance due to their bad oral health. If you see someone with 4 or 5 teeth out in the front of their mouth, you go, ooh, what's wrong? So we all need to focus on it, but it's been over the period of time one of the hardest things to get more funding for. Insurance often doesn't cover it. Medicaid doesn't cover it for adults in Missouri. It does cover it for children. And your oral health as a kid affects what your oral health is as an adult. I always laugh. I grew up in the country, and we drank water from a spring with no fluoride. So I have the privilege of having lots of fillings in my mouth, where my children that grew up in a city with fluoride, they're in their 40s, and neither of the kids have one cavity.
Wow.
And that's just the difference in oral health. And there are communities around Kansas City that don't put fluoride into their water. So those kids are challenged. Or the kids that are drinking all bottled water, just like we're sitting here for this interview, we have a little bottle of water that doesn't have fluoride in it. And some of these kids are growing up with absolutely no tap water because they like those little plastic bottles of bottled water. That's neat and very portable. So that's going to be a whole other group of people that perhaps have far more fillings in their mouth than they needed to have.
And I think what we're trying to do is, really right now, everything starts with education. So if you ask what we're doing on the national level is, we're educating dentists and saying, we'd love for you to start volunteering with our clinics all across the United States. We have 1,200 of them. Contact the national office. Let's help you get connected with some of those clinics. I think when it comes to this clinic, as we've said before, the more dentists that join us that day, the more people we'll be able to serve. So if you're a dentist and you're listening to this, please join us on at Bartle Hall so we can see more people. I think we really are working with our counterparts and the Dental Association to really see how we can maybe partner and start some sort of program that makes sense for us. But, you know, there are Mission of Mercy events that are happening all across the United States where the dental societies do 1 or 2 day large clinics just like this, and they focus on that. I think everyone recognizes this is a need that we just have to kind of come together and figure out how do we make this a priority for everyone.
I do want to repeat all of these contact information numbers and such?
Sure.
A couple of times. But if you're a dentist and you want to volunteer this weekend, who do you call or what do you do?
The easiest way to do that is a website, and it's www.nafc2015kccare.com is the best way. You can pick the time that works for you and the schedule that works for you the best.
And then if you want an appointment, especially for the medical care, they need to call 1-800-340-1301, and those appointments start at 10 in the morning. Last appointment will be at 5, and we'll be there until we see the last patient.
Yeah, give me that number.
It's 1-800-340-1301. Really easy to remember, and there are people there that will take your name and make you an appointment at a time that fits in your schedule for Saturday. And we just urge everyone to pick up that phone and come down. We will see walk-ins, but it might mean you wait a while, so that we'll do our appointments first and then we'll follow up with the walk-in. So it doesn't take but a minute to call 1-800-340-1301 and get an appointment scheduled.
Okay. And I think one of you said you had like 1,000 volunteers lined up for this weekend. Have you got enough?
We could use especially more dental volunteers, the dentists and the dental assistants. But we really, in this community, have been blessed with the number of people that have called. I think the morning session is closed for volunteers as far as the providers, the doctors and nurse practitioners, people that will see patients. I don't know if we've ever done that before. This is our 15th or 16th clinic, and we've never had so many volunteers that we had to say, we don't need any more providers. We still need providers for the afternoon and that late afternoon shift. So if it's a doctor or a nurse practitioner, a physician's assistant, someone or a nurse that want to come down and help, they just need to go to that website, www.nafc2015kccare.com, and sign up and come join us. It's a great day. I think everyone that's worked with us at these other clinics across the country all say it's been one of the most worthwhile days they've ever spent.
The voice you just heard was that of Sherry Wood, President and CEO of Kansas City Care Clinic. And we've also been talking to Nicole Lamoureux with National Association of Free and Charitable Clinics. Nicole Lamoureux, could you tell us a bit about this organization? How long it's been in business? How do you get your funding? I'm guessing maybe you don't mind donations at some point.
Oh, no, we definitely do not mind donations. Well, the national organization was started in 2001. It was officially incorporated. Sherry was actually one of our founding members. And I think it was a way for our clinics that have been providing care in the communities across the country had said, you know, it would make sense for us to have a forum and a place for us to come together and talk about issues that are impacting all of our communities and all of our clinics. And so I was very lucky to get hired as the first full-time executive director in 2007. And it's been the best job that I've ever had. I will say that not many people get to believe wholeheartedly what they do. And I get to work for people who give back to their community every single day, and they don't ask for anything. And many times I call them the best-kept healthcare secret in America, because so many times people don't know what a free or charitable clinic is. They don't understand the work that they give tirelessly to the people who need it the most. And I'm lucky to work there. We are completely privately funded as an organization. This clinic, this one-day clinic, takes not one taxpayer dollar to put on. It is all run by volunteers and paid for through private donations. We at the national organization are completely funded through grants and private donations from individuals across the country. And we are very, very lucky that around the country people have said, we believe that healthcare should be a right and not a privilege. And we want to help the national organization and therefore their clinics to continue to provide healthcare. And I think I speak very broadly about this, but more specifically, I'm very blessed to work for a group of people that are not waiting for the world to change, but they're deciding to change the world in the way that they do things. And we all need that at some point in time. Every single one of us has been in a place or will be in a place where we'll need someone to give us a hand up. And I always say, there but by the grace of God go I. And at some point in time, all of us are going to say, gosh, I don't know who to talk to about my health. And it's the one thing that we take for granted, isn't it? We wake up in the morning, and if you jump up and you can take a deep breath and you can walk, you don't think about being sick. But when you're somebody who is sick and you're uninsured and you're working three or four jobs and you're a parent and you're trying to wonder what you're going to do for your child, it's the number one thing that's on the front of your brain. And it's the thing that we want to help people make sure that they can control a little bit more.
I think one of the things you said, Nicole, that's really so true is most of the people that are uninsured look just like you and me. And they're one paycheck away. Many people are from being uninsured. And they're at a place in their life where they really struggle. So instead of being embarrassed by it, there are a lot of people that want to help someone in that situation because they understand it could be them or it has been them. So that this is amazing to me always that in this United States of America, the greatest country on earth, we still have 37 million people that are uninsured.
37 million now with the Affordable Care Act.
Right, where it was 47 million. So we're 10 million to the good. But still, when it's you, when that you lose your health benefits, when you lose your job, and many people during the recession lost their jobs, people that had been good United Way givers and giving to the community, and all of a sudden they found that they needed the help too. And many of those people came through our front door, and many were embarrassed that they were having to ask for help. And they shouldn't be. This is just a time in their lives where they're challenged, and tomorrow they'll be back on their feet and will be able to contribute and help again. But during that, you know, when you are uninsured, you still need to take care of your health, because if you don't have your health, you don't have anything. I've said many times with the city council and with the different mayors that have been in office since I've been here, you can fix all the potholes in the street and all the infrastructure needs in our community, but if the people are not healthy, they can't even begin to think about going to work. So healthcare needs to be a top priority for our community and for the whole country. I don't like to see young people dying of cancer because they went untreated and they could have been taken care of, or young people that lose their feet or a foot or a toe because they're diabetic and they couldn't take care of their health. And so instead of being able to get their medication early on, they end up losing a foot or a leg from diabetes. Shouldn't happen in this country.
Right. Tell me about Kansas City Care Clinic, how long you've been with it, how you got involved with it.
Sure. We're founded in 1971 by a group of hippies that were here in the Westport area. This was the Haight Asbury of the Midwest.
I remember.
Well, I wasn't here, but I remember those days. They got together, and there are a couple of socialites from Johnson County that wanted to get involved. And they met at St. Paul's Episcopal Church and Day School on Main Street and formed the Kansas City, well, it was then the Westport Free Clinic. And fast forward several years, and when the old stone house that they were in was condemned, they moved out on the east side of town, and we became the Kansas City Free Health Clinic. So we've been around since 1971. 3 years ago, we changed our name. Because of the Affordable Care Act, we could see that we had begun to take care of the insured. People that we were seeing, had we had Medicaid expansion, would have had insurance. So we changed our name at that point to the Kansas City Care Clinic. And CARE stands for Care Access, Research, and Education, because we do all of that here. So we have a long history. We have over 1,000 volunteers that work with us every day. Last year they gave us 46,000 hours of volunteer time, which to me is a huge amount of time.
And that's mostly medical?
Oh, it's a little bit of everything.
But some civilians too?
Yeah, it's medical, it's doctors, it's nurse practitioners, it's people working on our special events. May the 2nd, we'll have our big annual event that is called Camp Bloom this year. And they help us at our front desk. We have lots of medical students. Last year we had over 485 students of one type or another that came to the clinic here. We really help with their education so that when they're out later practicing, they understand what people that are so challenged are having to live through, because it does make a difference whether how they get treated. So the care clinic has a long history, and we're known as the community's response to health. Excuse me. And because of that, we work with many of the healthcare systems and all the other safety net providers.
Tell me how you got involved with this.
Oh, when my husband and I moved to Kansas City, someone put my name in the search committee and for this clinic, and it just happened that I got selected. It goes with my background in healthcare administration and HIV.
So you had done this general kind of work.
I had. I'm a good old paper pusher that likes to do healthcare administration with a lot of experience in HIV and hospice. So I was fortunate, like Nicole, and I found a job that I love, and I've been here 20 years, and it's a great place with a lot of growth and new programs that come from this clinic.
There's other free clinics involved with this weekend. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, we have. The community's really been very responsive. There are two federally qualified health centers in town, Sam Rogers and Swope. They are helping along with Duchenne Clinic, Health Partnership of Johnson County, Southwest Boulevard is helping. Then the other thing that we did at the very beginning is we called the hospital systems, and they all have embraced this clinic and have helped us recruit providers. That's St. Luke's, Shawnee Mission, also HCA, North Kansas City, and Truman. So that all the big systems and hospitals have all said, hey, we need to help you do this. So this is really a community response to a really critical need in our community, which is making sure people have access to care. And they're all working together to say, this is our community, we want to help with this.
This is Tom Klamer. You're listening to Tell Somebody on KKFI, talking about the free healthcare clinic this weekend. We need to take a short break, and we'll be right back after this.
This is David Barsamian of Alternative Radio, and I want to invite you to tune in to Tell Somebody with Tom Klamer every Thursday morning at 9, right after Democracy Now!, right here on KKFI.
Welcome back to Tell Somebody. This is Tom Klamer, and we're talking about the free healthcare clinic coming up this Saturday, this weekend, at Bartle Hall. And we've been talking to Sherry Wood, President and CEO of Kansas City Care Clinic, and Nicole Lamoureux with National Association of Free and Charitable Clinics. Yeah, I wanted to get into a little bit of what the experience is like for somebody going there, but you mentioned parking off the air. Tell me about that.
Sure. Well, I think we can do it all. I think it starts with you calling that phone number. So you call 1-800-340-1301, and we have an operator 24 hours a day that will be there to take and schedule an appointment for you. And there are multiple languages on that phone line as well. So that's always something that we found was really important, because we wanted to make sure that the phone lines didn't just go from 9 to 3. If someone gets home after work, they can't call that during that time. And then what's really important for us is the reason we schedule that appointment for you is so we can tell you things like there's going to be free parking that day. You don't have to worry about having any costs to you. Please make sure that you come 15 minutes before your scheduled time for your appointment. And then when you get there on Saturday at Bartle Hall and you park your car, or you come by bus or transit in any way that you can, you will line up and be registered through our process. And the reason we have a phone line is It makes no sense to us that someone would have to start to wait 24 hours in advance for a healthcare clinic. We're talking about treating people with the dignity and quality and respect that we feel that they deserve. And part of that is making sure you have an appointment time and making sure when you come and see a provider, you're in a room. It is a pipe and draped private area. So you can have a conversation with your provider. You're not out in front of everyone for you to see. And when you're there, you'll have your blood tests taken, and then you'll also have an EKG if you need one or an ultrasound if you need one. And then you'll have that time with the provider. They'll talk to you about what you're there for. Sometimes we have people who are there for some school physicals or sports physicals. Sometimes a lot of job physicals. We have people, especially in the construction industry. If you need one of those, this is a great place for you to come. If you've been off your medicine, as Sherry has said, please come to the clinic so we can help you get back on your medicine. If you just haven't been to the doctor for a long time and you say, you know what, I'm a little worried about what's going on in my life, this clinic's for you. And then after you're done with your provider, if you need medicine, we have a place where we can set you up with 3 free months of medication. And then we also have people there, as Sherry had talked about, with crisis prevention and intervention. And we have a podiatrist that'll be there to help you. And then we'll have some health education for you as well. Really, it's this opportunity for you to come and in one day really get so many of the tests done that many of us would have to go 3 or 4 appointments to see a provider. But you're coming in on one day. You're going to get all of those tests that you need. You're going to get your medication. You're going to get your health education. And then you're going to find out where you can go for that follow-up care after we leave. And it really is something that we try to make as pleasant and as fun as possible for you. Your privacy is completely honored when you're there with us that day. And we try to make it as painless as you possibly can when you have to go to a doctor. And so when you walk out of there, you feel like you're back in control of your health and it was a good, worthwhile time for you.
And so if I come in and say, I know I have type 2 diabetes, but As you suggested, I've been off my meds. You give me 3 months of meds, run blood sugar and God knows what else probably. And then I want to get hooked up with a clinic. Is that largely based on geography of where I lived or where will I end up and how does that all?
We'll have several people at a checkout station for follow-up care and they'll ask you, where do you live? These are the clinics in your area. Which one of these would you like to go to? And say you've been to one and don't want to go back there. You want to go somewhere else? They'll have those phone numbers. And we will hook you at that point and give you the phone number of the clinic to call for the appointment. And then we'll also be sending your name and phone number to the clinic. And they'll follow up with you. But we're aware that sometimes telephone numbers change pretty rapidly. So we're trying to set it up in a bi-directional manner so that there'll be some checks. And then we will be checking to make sure all the clinics have checked in with the people that were referred to them. And if they're having trouble finding the person, we'll try to help hook them up. Again, we're going to be using some of our community workers, health workers here at this clinic to do some of that follow-up if it's needed. But that day you'll walk out with a little card that has the phone number and the name of the clinic that you should be contacting.
Mm-hmm. And is that free or is that dependent on some kind of earning levels?
Right.
Or how does all that work?
At that point, then when you're into the system, then you'll need to meet the qualifications. And we'll work with you on that. Some clinics see patients only at 200% or less of the poverty level. And others see them regardless. And if they're charges, we'll try to make sure you know what they are. Or when you call for that appointment, then you need to be asking those questions. Because one of the things, that day it's all free, but going back into the community, there will be some charges.
And just to be clear, this Saturday event, it's just free, period.
It's absolutely, totally free. We cover your parking.
Earning levels are for continued being a patient at the clinics, possibly.
Right. What we do there is absolutely no screening from residence or income level. So you just come and you'll be seen. And then as you're checking out, our clinic sees patients regardless of their income level. There is a sliding fee, but it's very basic. Here at the care clinic, it's $10. Some of the clinics charge 20, some 40 for a visit, but we'll be making sure that you know that there could be a charge, and then again, it's up to you what you want to do from that point on. We'll also be hooking after that into some specialty care with MetroCare and WyJoCare. And
MetroCare.
It's called MetroCare
and
WyJoCare. Right, it's on the Kansas side. Because we have this wonderful state line, we do have two systems that we sometimes have to deal with. So that we'll be working with the person to say, okay, if you live in Kansas and need specialty care, we're going to hook you to this clinic first so you'll have a place for primary care, and then they'll hook you back into the other specialty care.
How many patients do you serve at the Kansas City Care Clinic, and what is your capacity for taking more?
We have appointments available. Usually in a year we will see about 8,000 to 9,000 patients. But we have wonderful volunteers that supplement our staff, and so we are lucky right now. We do have capacity, so you can get in to see us.
So, Saturday, the times again, and this is at Bartle Hall, the big convention center downtown with the hair curlers on top.
And the bug zappers. Don't forget the bug zappers.
Bug zappers, okay. So what are the times?
The clinic runs from 10 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon, and then we have providers that will be staying there till they see the last patient. We hope to be done by 7:30. Say if you had a 5 o'clock appointment, it might take you a while to get through the process. And it's down in the area of Bartle Hall that is closer to the Marriott, mm-hmm. on that end, because the convention center goes a long way. So it's at 301 West 13th Street.
301 West 13th.
Right.
Is that on the north side of the
building? Yeah, it's there near Barney Alice on that end. It's not down by, way down on the other end of it. So it would be a good long exercise walk if you entered from the other direction, from the south side of it. So it is on the north end, near the Folly Theater on that end of it. And it's really easy. They'll come in and register, and we'll have lots and lots of volunteers during the registration, so that doesn't take long. And then you'll be given a volunteer that will walk with you throughout your day so you don't get lost. It's a little overwhelming to walk in a room with, we'll have, 15 dental chairs, and we'll have close to 58 exam rooms going, and a lot of blue drape, and you go, whoa, what is this? So we have a volunteer that goes with you, and that way they can answer any additional questions, and they'll get you to the discharge to make sure you've gotten all your blood work done, you've seen the provider, you've gotten your results. Then they'll make sure if you need follow-up care, you stop by that area. And then they'll help you walk to checkout. And then you can stay in the health education section, learning more about all the different social service agencies in town. We have probably 50 or so signed up that will be making displays down there.
And tell me again about the parking. It's free, but repeat... If you need parking, where do you park?
So if you come in and park with us, there'll be tons of signage. It's right across, I think, from the 2200 lobby is where we will be, the parking garage. There'll be tons of it. You can just go park right there, and it'll be absolutely free for you to come to the clinic that day. And, you know, say if you come, you really want to come to the clinic, but you have to go to work, but you really want some more information about some of these health education areas and you don't know where to go, you can still come that day to the clinic, and when you walk through the front door, just tell the volunteer, I don't have time to stay, but I would like to go to the health education area. I do have some questions about medical access or where I can go for follow-up care, and we can have somebody walk you right through that process. So even if you don't have a whole time to come in and get your appointments done, but you really need that information, still come to the convention center, still come down to Bartle Hall, because that we'll be able to get you that information as well.
Great. Anything else you want to leave with our listeners that I may not have thought to ask about? And can you repeat phone numbers, websites, any other kind of information like that?
I think our biggest message is we hope that you'll join us on that day. We have tons of volunteers ready to help out and really want to help you get healthy. So please call 1-800-340-1301 for an appointment. That number again is 1-800-340-1301 for your appointment. And if you would like to volunteer, if you're a provider or you're a dentist, or if you're just someone in the community that would like to give back, please go to www.nafc2015kccare.com.
And Sherry Wood, if I'm not mistaken, I think I saw you in a CNN interview that was on YouTube.
You did. That's a long time ago.
He asked you about the Affordable Care Act putting you out of business, and you said no, but maybe would single-payer Medicare for All put you out of business, and would that be a good thing?
It would be a great thing if we had single-payer. And no, it would not put us out of business. There's not enough access in the present system to take care of everyone. And people that are used to coming here, this is their primary care home, and they're comfortable here. They get fantastic care here. So they don't want to be pushed out of this clinic. So that's why we've gone to, we do take third-party reimbursement now. So we see people that have no insurance, and we see the insured, because we need the entire system to take care of the people in our community that need the care. Access is a huge issue, and that's a whole other show talking about. We don't have enough primary care physicians in this community or in any community, and it's going to be a crisis in the future. Many of the providers that were nearing retirement age are taking retirement early, so they don't have to muck with some of the electronic health records. They don't have to adjust to so many changes in the Medicare system, Medicaid system. So they've just said enough. So the shortage is going to get larger, and free clinic now, the Kansas City Care Clinic, will be here for a long time.
Okay, well, I think some folks are pretty glad it's here.
Well, thanks. We're glad to be here.
Sherry Wood, Nicole Lamoureux, thank you both very much.
Thank you for your time and for having us on today.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay, once again, the National Association of Free and Charitable Clinics and the Kansas City Care Clinic will be holding a one-day free health clinic this coming Saturday, April 18th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Bartle Hall, Kansas City Convention Center, 301 West 13th Street, Kansas City, Missouri, 64105. You're encouraged to call and make an appointment at 800-340-1301. Once again, that's 800-340-1301. And there's much more information online at www.nafc2015kccare.com. Again, that's NAFC2015KCCare.com. Thank you. Okay, we've just got a couple of minutes left here, and I think I'll fill it with some audio from a Occupy KC event, drums and other sounds from about 3.5 years ago. Give a listen. that's it. We're out of time. You've been listening to the podcast edition of Tell Somebody, www.tellsomebody.us. Comments or questions, send an email to mail@tellsomebody.us. You can also follow me on Twitter @TellSomebodyNow. The Tell Somebody podcast is produced and distributed by Tell Somebody and may or may not reflect the broadcast of Tell Somebody heard on 90.1 FM KKFI in Kansas City, streaming around the world at www.kkfi.org. I'll be on 90.1 FM KKFI every Thursday morning at 9, right after Democracy Now! If you haven't heard Tell Somebody before, I hope you'll listen again. Check out the podcast and the broadcast. Click on a tile at www.tellsomebody.us for a link to a past show. If you enjoyed the show and appreciated the information you got from it, please tell somebody about the podcast and the broadcast. Spread the word to your friends and contacts by word of mouth or Facebook or Twitter or email list or any other way you can think of. This is Tom Clammer. I'll see you next Thursday at 9 a.m. on Tell Somebody or anytime you like at www.tellsomebody.us.